Good evening and welcome to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and for those who are listening in for the first time, my name is Sonia Jewell and I'm a natural therapeutic specialist and massage therapist at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center right here in Ely. I have been a health practitioner for 19 years, and it is my pleasure to be with you every Wednesday evening during this hour to talk about various health topics, nutrition, and safe and natural alternatives, as well as healthier lifestyle choices. I welcome your input and feedback about this show and encourage you to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any specific questions, comments, or suggestions regarding this show. Also, at this time, I would like to ask my listeners for help. My plan for the last 2 years has been to bring a health food store back to Ely. And I have worked very hard to do a lot of preliminary work, and finally, it will actually become reality. I have a wonderful team of employees that will be able to help me with this process, and because of these hard economic times, there will be a need more than ever to attain healthy and affordable foods. I see the increasing demand every day in my nutritional practice. A lot of my clients are making a serious effort to improve their health by seeking out healthier and organic choices, but as we know, the resources are limited. And I'm hoping to change that by bringing more healthier choices to the area. Now, the health food store will not be operated as a co-op. However, it will be community-oriented, and we will pay attention to your needs as a consumer, and we will make use and promote primarily products that will be available locally. And we will pay attention to cut down on emission, and we will avoid having foods transported across the country to get here. So my goal is to make healthy foods affordable, and I'm not interested in huge profits. Like I mentioned, I'm doing it as a community service. I want each of you to be part of it, and we need your help at this time, and we would like to find out what your needs are and if there are any special products you would like us to carry. So we'd like you to grab a pencil and paper and write down the health products you currently use, the ones that you cannot find locally, that you have to go out of town for. And you can drop off the list at the Evergreen Cottage. You can even mention certain brands if you happen to like certain brands. And this will help us to cater to your needs. And I will be focusing on pure and organic products primarily, and I'm not intending on carrying a lot of processed food items. However, a person will be able to order special items in bulk. And one main focus will be organic fruits and vegetables. And also, if you are an organic garden and have excess vegetables or fruits that could be offered for sale, please contact us and we will be delighted to make them available to the community. Now, we are very excited about this project. And as I mentioned, we need to be there for each other during these hard economic times. And I'm looking forward to working with each and every one of you. And we have to remember, our health is one of the foremost important things. Now, before we begin with today's topic, let's listen to some music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden, titled Dreamcatcher. I hope you enjoy the music. Thank you. Welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And today's topic will be detoxification and purification programs. Of course, we all know we live in a very toxic world. And for the most part, we don't realize it. We feel fine, but we are surrounded with toxins. We drink them, eat them, and breathe them into our body. Our body also produces toxins through its normal metabolic process. And eliminating waste is just as important as eating. If you stop eating for a while, you will be dead. But if you stop exhaling, urinating, and having bowel movements, and you are dead even faster. The human body is equipped with many tools and metabolic processes that are designed to prepare excess or harmful substances for elimination from the body. It's a natural process, and it's called detoxification. A healthy body in perfect condition, surrounded by a perfectly clean environment, does not need help to remove waste. However, there are many aspects of life in the 21st century which can cause us to accumulate more toxins and waste than we can remove. And one description is, it's like filling a bucket, and you will feel fine until the bucket is full. And when you reach the stage where the bucket is full, you start to have problems. Now, if not properly eliminated, waste products accumulate in the body and become toxic. And there are two primary reasons why this can happen. Number one, in the manufacturing process of the products we use every day. Unfortunately, industrial society has found it most efficient and profitable to use synthetic substances and chemicals which our bodies do not have the ability to detoxify. So products and foods that contain these toxic substances are all around us, so entrenched in our lifestyle that they are impossible to avoid, regardless of how health conscious we are. And our body produces toxins through its normal metabolic processes. Of course, we know that our crops are sprayed with fungicides and pesticides. Chemicals are sprayed on coffee beans. Beef and chicken are given growth hormones to increase the weight, and dairy cows are injected with hormones to increase the milk production. So all of these hormones are stored in the animal's tissues, and when we later eat these animals, we also ingest these hormones, and they cause a hormone imbalance in our bodies. Our homes and environment are also subject to many toxic chemicals from various cleaning products, synthetic carpets, upholstery and drapes all contain toxic vapors. There's also secondhand smoke, pesticides and herbicides, lead or mercury. Just think about our mercury fillings that give off vapors every time we chew or consume a warm liquid. There are industrial pollutants, car exhaust, cosmetic products that contain petroleum and other chemicals. There's air pollution and prescription drugs. And of course, our food supply has also been poisoned due to the change of farming practices. Conventionally grown food contains a lot of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. We have absolutely no way of knowing how much of a pesticide is in our food. I also find it interesting that 90% of herbicide applications are applied to just four crops. And those four crops are corn, soybeans, cotton, and wheat. And besides the refining process, this may explain why these foods seem to cause the most allergies in people. And we also have to think about our water supply, all the chemicals that are contained in our drinking water, and the many chemicals that get absorbed through the skin when taking a shower or bath. Another reason why toxins will accumulate in our bodies is, number two, typically we do not take sufficiently good care of our bodies to keep the detoxification process functioning at an optimal level. Diet, exercise habits, and amount of rest are all culprits in suboptimal detoxification. As a result of these factors, the body's detoxification processes do not happen perfectly, and dangerous toxins can easily outpace the body's ability to eliminate them. A toxin is basically any substance that causes harm to our bodies and undermines our health, and there are as many resultant health afflictions as there are different types of toxins. autoimmune disorders, chronic infections, degenerative conditions, cancer, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses are often caused or worsened by an accumulation of toxic substances. For gaining further understanding, there is a great book on this subject, and it's called Detoxify or Die, and it's written by Dr. Sherry Rogers. Now, toxins can accumulate in the bodies of all of us, young and old, healthy and sick, rich and poor. Toxins are classified as either water-soluble or fat-soluble. And the primary difference between the two is that the fat-soluble type is most often associated with long-term, debilitating, chronic illnesses, while water-soluble toxins are usually associated with rapid onset, acute, and short-term illnesses. And the kidneys primarily eliminate water-soluble toxins, so of course, kidney health is of utmost importance, and we will address kidney health in future segments. But today, I would like to primarily focus on fat-soluble toxins. Fat-soluble toxins pose a danger to our bodies for three reasons. First of all, even in very thin people, there's enough body fat in the body to store an enormous amount of fat-soluble toxins. Second, because the brain is comprised mostly of fatty tissue, these toxins can end up saturating the brain. And third, removal of this type of toxin is extremely difficult. So when the body's detoxification mechanisms become overloaded with fat-soluble toxins, the body intentionally stores them in body fat. If toxins are allowed to remain in circulation, they actually pose a really great threat to critical body systems. And when detoxification pathways are maxed out, the storage of fat-soluble toxins in body fat is really the body's only option. It is actually a better solution than allowing them to remain in the circulatory system where they cause the most immediate damage. Whether or not detoxification pathways become overwhelmed and lead to toxin storage depends on several factors. These include the innate genetic strength and constitution of a person's detoxification organs, also the quantity and type of toxins to which that person is exposed, and other factors like stress, health or unhealthy diet, rest and lifestyle habits. And now it's time to take another short break with music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden, titled Dreamcatcher, and I'll be back with more information for you. Thank you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about toxins and detoxification. So what is the problem with storing toxins in our fat? If these toxins are safely out of the way, maybe we shouldn't have to worry about them, right? Well, wrong. Unfortunately, also the body does everything it can to get these excess toxins quarantined off. Storing fat-soluble toxins in tissues throughout the body is not an adequate solution to the problem of our toxic world. First, although less harmful when stored, these toxins still pose ill effects on the body. And second, when in storage, the toxins occasionally break loose from the fatty tissues in which they reside and enter circulation, resulting in symptoms of sickness and weakening of important body function. And third, if a person does not change whatever circumstances and conditions have led to increasing toxicity in the first place, there will come a point when even the storage sites have reached maximum capacity, and new toxins will begin to accumulate in the bloodstream and in the brain, which is itself composed primarily of fatty tissue. When putting toxins in storage, the body will initially place them in fatty tissues other than the brain. However, as these other storage compartments fill up, the brain becomes an inevitable reservoir in which fat-soluble toxins begin to accumulate. Additionally, because the body is not 100% proficient in handling toxins in the first place, some end up in the brain, regardless of the body's efforts against this. And we need to know that many of the world's most devastating illnesses are caused by fat-soluble toxins which accumulate in the brain. Many psychiatric illnesses are caused or exacerbated by toxins stored in the brain, and these include schizophrenia, depression, memory loss, bipolar disorder, Alzheimer's disease, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and the like. Now, physical disorders such as multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease and dementia are also caused or contributed to by toxins in the brain. The brain becomes a toxic trap. Examples of fat-soluble toxins include heavy metals such as mercury, lead, arsenic, etc. Also, pesticides commonly found in foods, plastics, and other synthetic substances used to produce modern products. So each toxin has a different set of ill effects on the body. As an individual becomes affected with any of these poisons, detoxification pathways and organs will be weakened and stressed, and additional toxins are even more likely to accumulate. In this way, the toxic burden can be a downward spiral. Now, toxic pockets can form in various parts of the body, eventually becoming breeding grounds for infectious microorganisms. And because chronic infections themselves produce toxins, infections and toxins feed off each other synergistically. So the more toxic a person becomes, the more likely it is that chronic infections will take hold. And the more chronic infections on board, the more likely that toxins will begin to accumulate. The relationship between infections and toxins has been documented throughout recent medical history by some of the most brilliant thinkers in science and medicine. Numerous health experts have concluded that all human disease is a result of either or both toxins and infections. While I would not go as far as to say that all disease results from these two factors, because some are caused through genetic factors as well as nutritional deficiencies, but it seems likely that a great majority does. Now let's move on to explore detoxification therapies, which are most effective and useful, especially for fat-soluble toxins. Detoxification therapies, which address the accumulation of water-soluble toxins such as colon cleanses, certain herbal remedies, will be addressed at a later time. Like I mentioned, the fat-soluble toxins are usually the ones to cause the most damage to the body, so I want to address these first. The two organs that are primarily responsible for ridding the body of fat-soluble toxins are the liver and the skin. And we will investigate proper detoxification therapies associated with each organ. Now let's look at the skin as a detoxification organ. The skin, as we know, is the largest organ in the body. It covers more than 20 square feet in an average adult and accounts for as much as 15% of our total body weight, more than any single internal organ. And the average square inch of skin contains about 20 blood vessels, 60,000 melanocytes, which produce pigments, and more than 1,000 nerve endings, and 650 sweat glands. The skin has multiple functions, and one of them is simply to hold our body together and prevent entrance of foreign objects and pathogens into the bloodstream and tissues. Now, often referred to as our third lung, the skin acts as an interface between our internal and external environments as it regulates exchange processes like absorption and elimination. The skin is a semi-permeable barrier through which your body can not only absorb substances, but can also release them. So first, we will examine the skin as a detoxification pathway, and then we'll look at individual therapies that aid the skin in detoxifying the body. But before we continue, let's take another break and listen to more music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden, titled Dreamcatcher. And when I come back, we will talk about the skin detoxification pathway.
Hear my silent prayer, heed my quiet call, when the dark and blue surround you. Step into my sight, look inside the light, you will know that I have found you. Thank you.
And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are talking about toxins and detoxification therapies today. Now let's go back to examining the skin as a detoxification pathway. Sweating is one of the primary functions of the skin. It accomplishes both temperature regulation and toxin removal. Your sweat is made up of many different components, and these include water, actually up to 99% of it is water, and substances like salt and other electrolytes, there's sugar, metabolic waste like ammonia and urea, metals and heavy metals, and drug metabolites. Because our sweat can be as revealing as urine, sweat analysis is becoming an even more common clinical procedure for detecting a multitude of substances in the body. For example, a recent innovation in the science of drug testing is what's called the sweat patch, a device which offers an accurate and non-invasive way to monitor drug use and abuse. So when sweat glands are stimulated to increase production, they secrete sweat, which is synthesized from the fluid which fills the spaces between our body cells, which is called the interstitial spaces. And this fluid comes from blood plasma leaked into the tissues by capillaries. Any circulating toxins present in the blood system are carried into the interstitial spaces or the matrix along with the plasma. And in this way, toxins make their way into sweat. Now, heat stress and exercise speed up the circulation of blood and therefore accelerate the release of fluid into the matrix. This, in turn, prompts sweat glands to produce more toxin-laden sweat. Most people living in modern times, of course, do not sweat very much. Lack of adequate exercise, climate control technology at home and in the workplace, and the non-physical nature of most jobs contribute to minimal sweating. Unfortunately, decreased sweating means decreased toxin removal. Sweating through the skin lifts the burden from the liver and kidneys because it completely bypasses them. Sweat production allows toxins circulating in the blood to be excreted directly through the skin, removing the necessity for the liver and kidney to process, store, and eliminate toxins. The vast surface area of the skin allows quick, efficient detoxification without placing a burden on other detoxification organs. So sweating is the shortcut to detoxification. And that's why exercise is also so important, because as we exercise, we produce more sweat and we're able to detoxify naturally. I would also like to talk about sauna therapy, because sauna therapy is one way to integrate sweating into a modern lifestyle. Now, people have been using saunas and sweat lodges to detoxify for thousands of years. And by increasing both circulation and fat metabolism, the heat generated by the sauna causes the release of a wide range of toxins stored in fatty body tissue. And this process has been well documented in medical studies. Sauna therapy is so effective that the U.S. government recommends it for detoxification of dozens of poisons. In addition to accelerating detoxification, saunas provide numerous other benefits due to increased body temperature. There's an excellent book called The Holistic Handbook of Sauna Therapy by Nina Silva and the book by Dr. Lawrence Wilson, and that book is called Sauna Therapy. And these two books are excellent for those of you who would like specific details regarding the benefits of sauna therapy. Just to name a few health benefits, sauna therapy boosts the immune system, balances the autonomic nervous system, relieves internal congestion. It also alkalizes the body, increases circulation, relaxes muscles, and enhances the flexibility of tendons and ligaments, relieves pain, resolves edema, and so forth. So the benefits are really many. And traditional saunas are heated by wood burning or gas stoves, hot rocks, or electric heating elements. Traditional saunas heat only the surface of the body, mainly through convection, meaning the transfer of heat from hot air to the body. Because the heating effect is generated from warm air in the sauna, traditional saunas operate at high temperatures between 150 to 210 degrees Fahrenheit. And of course, healthy people can use these the sauna daily. However, the high temperature renders the sauna dangerous for people with certain types of health problems and cardiovascular weakness. Now, if you're fortunate enough to own your own sauna, make sure you really make good use of it and use it frequently. We are also fortunate here in Ely to have the Ely Steam Bath as a public place to take advantage of that. There are also far infrared radiation saunas. And infrared radiation is a type of electromagnetic energy which was discovered in 1800 by William Herschel, a German musician and astronomer. And far infrared saunas were introduced about 30 years ago, and they are heated by metallic or ceramic elements which emit far infrared radiation. They heat the body through radiant energy, and unlike the convection method of heating used in traditional saunas, radiant energy does not require the air in the sauna to be hot. So, similar to the sun, radiant energy causes heating by transferring energy into physical objects. So even though the sun is millions of miles away, it can still heat the earth via radiant energy. So these far infrared saunas operate with a much lower ambient air temperature than traditional saunas. And the body is warmed from the inside as well as on the surface. In fact, radiant energy actually penetrates the body up to about 1.5 inches. Some researchers believe that these type of saunas are more effective and more comfortable than traditional saunas. And I'm planning to have this type of sauna available at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center in the near future. Now, one exciting technology we do have available now at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center, which was just recently added, is called ion therapy. And it really is a special form of foot bath that detoxifies the whole body through electric frequencies. Now, let's take another break and listen to some music from today's feature CD by Secret Garden titled Dreamcatcher. And when I come back, I will tell you about this amazing new technology. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. And we have been talking about detoxification, and I was about to tell you about a new holistic treatment that assists the body's natural detoxification process. And this treatment is called ion therapy, and it is a detoxifying foot bath. And this foot bath is a wonderful way of assisting the body in its natural process of detoxification. It's a new and amazing technology. And for many people, this is really a transformative experience. They feel better immediately. They sleep better and the aches and pains go away. And it's not that the technology is healing them, but it is allowing the body to get rid of toxic materials that are upsetting their physiology. So it works through the feet. It's a simple foot bath. And different frequencies of energy are going through the body and essentially causing the matrix, which is the interstitial space or connective tissue that the body is made of, to move and loosen up and let loose of toxic materials that are trapped in it. And the electrical current pulls these compounds out through the feet into the foot bath. One of the reasons the foot bath is so successful is that the meridians, the acupuncture meridians, which are the primary channels through the living matrix, all have terminations in the feet. There's actually something like 60 acupuncture points in the feet, and these points connect to meridians that connect through the matrix of the body to every nook and cranny of the body. So in terms of a holistic treatment, this is a treatment that reaches into every part of the body. As I mentioned earlier, the body does a clever trick by trapping harmful substances and toxins in fat cells in the tissue, and thereby doesn't allow them to get into the circulation. It's really a protecting mechanism. But the toxins accumulate in the tissues and eventually cause problems. And when that happens, it cuts down on the communication between the circulatory system and the cells. There are actually about 11 trillion cells talking to each other via the matrix or connective tissue. All of the nutrients for the cells have to go through the connective tissue from the circulatory system to the cells, and toxic material has to be taken from the cells through the connective tissue to the circulation. And when the connective tissue is clogged with toxic materials, it creates barriers to the nutrition of the cells and the detoxification of the cells. So what this technology does is the different electric frequencies vibrate the matrix or connective tissue. The toxic materials are electrically charged and are removed, and this is very important for cellular nutrition, because we need every cell in our body to be free from toxins and to be in good communication with the circulatory system. This amazing technology is also able to diminish inflammation, and inflammation is characterized by pain, swelling, redness, heat, and the loss of range of motion. Inflammation is actually really a natural process. For example, if you have an injury, the body naturally walls off this area of injury in order to protect the rest of the body. The problem is that often the inflammatory process does not completely wind down, so you're left with little pockets of persistent inflammation, which the body recognizes as a problem and sends more white blood cells and secretes more free radicals, which do more damage, and eventually these free radicals can start to attack normal tissue. So this starts a vicious cycle. And the realization that lots of different kinds of diseases that were previously not considered inflammatory diseases are caused by little pockets of inflammation at various places in the body has been a huge medical breakthrough and has been worldwide news. Now, one of the best treatments for inflammation is the electrons. The electrons can get into these sites of inflammation and can neutralize free radicals. So electrons are like antioxidants because they can cancel out the free radicals and can help the body flush out toxins. So these are some of the principles of this new technology. And some people feel good just after one treatment. They may find that a chronic disease or a chronic difficulty that they may have had for a long time begins to go away, sometimes very quickly. It's not that the foot bath is curing any disease. It is helping the body to do its natural process of detoxification. The foot bath also has the advantage that it diminishes inflammation in the body and helps people live long and happy and healthier lives. And this is new and exciting research, and we are pleased to offer this technology at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center. Now, patients with pain, edema, and gout, headaches, and swollen joints have often reported immediate relief. Other patients with arthritis, allergies, neuralgia, and other symptoms have experienced relief and benefits with multiple treatments. And for optimal results, a series of 10 to 20 treatments are recommended initially. And depending on the person's toxicity level, an even higher number of treatments may be necessary. Now, ion therapy is not recommended for people with a pacemaker or other electrical implants. However, any replacement or reconstructive devices such as screws and pins, plates, and plastic are all safe. It is also not recommended for people with organ transplant, arrhythmia or heart-regulating medications, pregnant or lactating women, or people with open wounds on their feet. And actually, in that case, hands can be treated instead with the same results. Now, diabetics or people with low blood sugar should actually eat a meal prior to the treatment. Between the ages of 10 and 65, its recommended treatments are administered at most every other day. And for people over 65, the recommendation is every third day. For more information on this new technology, please visit my website at www.elywellness.com or www.elyevergreencottage.com, or stop by at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Chapman Street and pick up a pamphlet on the ion therapy. Since we were talking about the skin earlier, I also would like to mention that the skin functions the same way as a two-way road. Not only can the body eliminate toxins through the skin, it can also absorb substances through the skin. For example, many medications nowadays are administered through the skin. And of course, we are familiar with nicotine patches, birth control patches, insulin patches for diabetics, etc. And the absorptive properties of the skin have the potential to cause harm to the body because we often absorb toxins and undesirable substances through our skin. People take care to drink filtered water, but yet they take showers in tap water containing chlorine and other harmful chemicals. And many common skin products contain synthetic chemicals and other toxins. Skin detoxification depends almost exclusively on the release of toxins in sweat, but the body's ability to absorb substances through the skin can also be employed in the service of detoxification and healing. One such example is the simple addition of Epsom salt to a hot bath, and this alone can have very profound effects during a healing process. It is relaxing and reduces stress. It also alkalizes the body tissues and blood, and it restores healthy magnesium levels and neutralizes some toxins. It also helps with muscle soreness, fatigue, depression, and many other symptoms. These positive results are temporary, but they're still worthwhile because, for a very small investment of time and money, a higher sense of well-being is achieved. Now, this concludes our segment on detoxification therapy through the skin, and next time we will talk about effective approaches to detoxification with herbs and vitamins and other substances which neutralize toxins through the liver, colon, and other organs of elimination. And we will take a close look at the liver detoxification pathway. Now, let's take another short break with some music, and when I come back, we will highlight the food of the week. Thank you. And welcome back to the Natural Health and Wellness Hour with Sonia. We are about ready to wrap up today's show, but before we do that, I would like to highlight the power food of the week, which I chose to be turmeric. Turmeric's taste is not as recognizable as, say, cinnamon, but there is no mistaking how it looks. In fact, the Latin name comes from the Sanskrit word for yellow. And this spice has been used for thousands of years, not only as a colorant and flavor enhancer for food, but also as cosmetic, perfume, and textile dye, and a medicinal remedy for everything from digestive problems to psoriasis. Now, studies show that this relative of ginger may help heal or prevent a long list of diseases. Turmeric contains large doses of manganese, iron, and even fiber, but its high concentration of a bright yellow pigment called curcumin offers the most health promise. Curcumin, an antioxidant, fights inflammation, which is a major factor in a wide range of serious health ailments, including arthritis, heart disease, and cancer. It protects against hardening of the arteries by reducing the buildup of cholesterol in cells. It combats cancer by suppressing the growth of tumors and disables certain harmful enzymes that cause inflammation. Now, in India, where cooks use turmeric regularly, and of course most notably as the main ingredient in curry powder, rates of Alzheimer's rank lowest in the world. And researchers believe that curcumin helps prevent the buildup of harmful plaque in the brain. In India, where turmeric's ability to heal wounds is well established, you actually can buy band-aids saturated with the spice. And to try this remedy for minor cuts and skin irritations, you can make a paste of turmeric and water and apply it to the area for up to an hour and then rinse it off. It is really hard to find fresh turmeric in the produce aisles. It actually looks like a darker flesh ginger, but it is easy to find the dried variety, and its color range is from yellow to orange. And it should be replaced every 6 to 12 months because it loses its punch over time. Now, as far as cooking with turmeric, it pairs well with legumes and vegetables such as lentils and cauliflower, and meats like chicken and lamb. And it's actually best to sauté the spice in a little oil before adding to other ingredients, because this technique is called blooming and it brings out turmeric's flavor. So this concludes today's program. I hope you enjoyed the information as well as the music. Please feel free to contact me personally or the radio station should you have any questions. And thank you so much for listening. Again, I would like to get your input regarding products you would like to see in our health food store. So please take time and compile some notes and drop them off at the Evergreen Spa and Wellness Center so that we will be able to accommodate your needs. I hope you will join me again next week. And remember to take care of your body, and your body will take care of you. Be well, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.